Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. We all know what day it is. It's Leap Day, a magical 24-hour period that every 4 years emerges from the mist like Brigadoon. And for that one magical day, you can do anything you want because no laws apply, evidently, according to the Supreme Court. Because this morning, when I excitedly ran down to open my leap presents under the time tree, I found out the Supreme Court has decided to hear Trump's immunity claim, further delaying his January 6th trial in the landmark case of People versus Do Laws Matter? Seriously, what is going on? Justice deferred is justice gutted like a fish and thrown into the river for chum. One more of these steaming turds, and I swear to God, on the ghost of John Marshall, I will drive to Washington and rub my ass on your gavels. Yeah. There you go. Here's the deal. Back on, December 11th? On December 11th, Jack Smith begged the Supreme Court to rule on this issue in a timely manner because his case is critical to our democracy. The justices replied, "We don't feel like it," and sent the issue down to an appeals court. That court ruled against Trump vigorously and unanimously. Trump appealed, and for 16 days, SCOTUS didn't say jack until yesterday. But even then, it was merely to schedule arguments for the week of April 22nd and say proceedings in the trial court would remain frozen. That makes it a total of 19 weeks of delays. These proceedings have been frozen for so long, they legally count as children in Alabama. This is not a tough call.
Wow.
This is not a tough call, folks. The appeals court ruled 3-0 against Trump's claim that presidents have total immunity from prosecution, rejecting his lawyer's claim that the former president could not have been prosecuted even if he ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival unless Trump were also impeached and convicted by the Senate. Kind of weird that SCOTUS feels the need to consider whether or not laws exist. A quick reminder to the court. Be careful how you rule on this one, because SEAL Team 6 currently works for Joe Biden. And remember the old saying. Remember the Chinese proverb, revenge is a dish best served old. And it gets worse, because the oral arguments are in April, but court watchers don't expect a decision until June. And the trial judge has promised the defense 88 days after that to prepare, meaning the trial could now be delayed until late September or October, plunging the proceedings into the heart of the election. That is terrible news for democracy, but fantastic news for television. All of the plot lines will come together at once for the thrilling conclusion of America. You've got the trial of the century alongside the most important election of our lifetime, followed by the season 2 premiere of Tracker. Tracker, he'll find your keys. Turns out they were in yesterday's pants. Now, I wonder if the justices, I really do sincerely wonder if these justices, specifically John Roberts, realize just how damaging to the court's legacy their stalling over this urgent threat to our democracy is. And that legacy doesn't have far to fall at this point. In one poll, just 18% of Americans said they have a great deal of confidence in the court. That's less trust than Americans place in Chet's Warm Shrimp and Mayonnaise Emporium. You know their slogan, when you're here, you're who. The Supreme Court gains all of its legitimacy and all of its power from public approval. They don't have an army or a police force or apparently an HR department. They have to rely on moral authority, but they have abdicated that moral authority, which is why, tonight, using the power vested in me as a late-night host, I am hereby declaring the Supreme Court unconstitutional. I don't make this decision lightly, but I'm here to say that their decisions are henceforth. I don't take it lightly, nor is it easy to say. Their decisions are henceforth null and void because they are poo-poo heads and completely divorced from what the people they serve want and divorced from reality. In Dobbs, the court stripped women of their rights, and to justify it, Sam Alito cited a 17th century witch hunter. Evidently, he believes medical decisions are between a woman, her doctor, and the mischievous imp who inflamed her loins with his alluring pan flute. Oh, this is also some news from Trump's civil fraud trial. The clock is ticking on him coughing up the $454 million penalty, compounding every day. And he's been trying to delay. But yesterday, his request to halt paying the full amount was denied by a New York judge.
I got something.
Sorry, Don, you got to come up with half a bill pronto. As we say in New York, start selling more shoes. Trump's lawyers tried to get the judge to accept a cheaper deal by proposing to put up $100 million instead. You can't barter with a court ruling. Your Honor, I know that you sentenced my client to be hanged until dead, but what if we just choked him till he got aroused? It's something. Trump's lawyers argued that he can't post the full bond because he doesn't have the money without selling a building. Then sell a building, bitch.
And do it.
Boo-hoo. Womp-womp. Sell Trump Tower, okay? New York can redevelop it. First floor, weed store. Second floor, weed store. Third floor, pet groomer, that sells weed. Now, no surprise, Donald Trump is already doing some shady stuff to avoid paying off this fine. New York's attorney general claims that he's been quietly moving his assets to Florida. But thankfully, we know where he hides everything in Florida. Just check the Mar-a-Lago bathroom. That's a big bathroom. That's a really big bathroom. Bow, bow, ba-da-dum. Yesterday, President Biden had his annual physical exam, and good news, he's alive. John Stewart, you owe me $5. Pay up. The White House physician wrote a summary of the president's health and said Joe Biden is fit for duty and described him as healthy, active, and robust. In stark contrast with the former president, who is unhealthy, inactive, and robusted. We also got a list of all the medications Joe Biden takes for allergies, blood pressure, and heartburn. They're all pretty common. Eliquis, Crestor, Dymista, Allegra, Pepcid, and Nexium. Thanks, Joe. I believe that's every one of our sponsors. CBS. Now, the doctors... Bum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum, bum. The doctors also gave Biden an extremely detailed neurologic exam, which they call reassuring. And they determined that he didn't need a cognitive exam, which is good, because they only give you one of those if they're worried. In fact, the doctor wrote, patient exhibits excellent memory, including photographic recollection of the barrel candy available at the Scranton Five and Dime in 1958. No detail skipped. Physician missed lunch break. Of course, that did not stop Trump from complaining. He posted on his stupid website, crooked Joe Biden must take a cognitive test, .. I took two of them and aced them both. No mistake. That is not the flex that you think it is. People are constantly asking me to prove I don't have dementia, and I always ace it. I ace day of the week, how many fingers, and then they asked me who's the president of the United States. I said, this guy. And then they said, give him another cognitive test. Well, now... fresh off his doctor visit, Joe made a visit to the southern border. One issue, it's the same day that Donald Trump already scheduled a border trip. Awkward. Even worse, they were both wearing the same thing. Gold Bond medicated powder. Trump's getting a little help in his 2024 campaign from his son, Don Jr., who was calling for a massive voter turnout. He tweeted, in 2024, we need an all-of-the-above voter strategy. That means voter registration at gun shows, concerts, UFC fights, and even in Amish country. One of those things is not like the others. We gotta get everyone, bro. Gun nuts with 1,000 AKs, kickboxing psychos, and the peaceful guys with the chin beards who hate zippers. You got a problem, bro? You wanna go?
Come on, come on.
When it comes, because I'll go right now. When it comes to admiring the Amish, Don Jr. is no Jedediah come lately. Earlier this year, an Amish farm was raided for selling raw milk that resulted in foodborne illnesses, and Jr. was pissed, tweeting that police should not be going after farmers selling to their neighbors, adding, can I be the only person sick of this? I get what you're doing, but I'm not sure the best way to reach the Amish is the internet. Unless you go to their top social media sites, Milk Talk and Face Barn. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Rebecca Ferguson.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Welcome back to your friendly neighborhood late show. Asford by name. Ladies and gentlemen, you know my next guest tonight from Mission Impossible, The Greatest Showman, and as Lady Jessica in Dune.
How does one become a Reverend Mother?
It's different from one culture to another. Here on Arrakis, I have no idea.
You're afraid.
The Reverend Mothers are tasked with holding the memories of all the Reverend Mothers that came before them, so I'll be given centuries of pain and sorrow.
Is it dangerous?
It's lethal for men.
Please welcome Rebecca Ferguson.
That is, I just love it.
They're a very obedient mob, I tell you. Lovely to
Hi.
See you again.
Lovely to see, wait, I'm done, wait 2 seconds. What? Lovely to see all of you. Lovely to see you.
Hi.
That was well done.
No, thank you.
You're all so attractive. Thank you. Oh, my God. You pander to my audience better than I do. lovely to see you again.
So anyway,
and lovely to see...
I'm really excited. I'm kidding. Sorry.
Oh, no, please.
No, please.
I don't want to get between you and your lover.
Hi. So nice being here.
It's so nice to see you again. I so enjoyed talking to you last time about your role as Lady Jessica.
That was fun.
In Dune Part 1. This is Dune Part 2.
That's correct.
To give you some sense of how I feel about it, I've already seen it twice.
Have you?
Yes.
So Dune Part 2 you've seen twice.
Exactly. Makes
Dune
it Part 4. Okay.
Let's keep it...
That's just math. Now, the last time we were together, you had not finished reading the book Dune.
And I still have not.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep lying in every interview.
Is this the first one where you've told the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I haven't read it.
Because this is based on trust.
Well, is it?
If it was based on trust, I wouldn't have asked you, I suppose. But here's the thing about it, is that the last time we were here and we were talking about it, you said... Should I read the book? And since you've read the book, can you tell me, is my part better in part two? And it's a huge...
Thanks to you. So part three, what happens?
I'm not going to tell you. Ask Denis Villeneuve.
No, I know. It's, do you know what?
What?
It's a very good film.
Oh, it's a wonderful film.
But it's like,
but
I'm so excited.
Great
it's
performance
so good.
By you as the Reverend Mother, Lady Jessica.
Thank you.
You become a Reverend Mother.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Would you do? I mean, the thing is, I don't have much choice. It's like a rock and a hard place, right? And me
it
right
is.
In the middle.
I don't want to give anything
me
away.
Me neither.
But you basically you become
it's
a Reverend Mother
film.
Or they kill you.
Yeah,
or they kill you. That's what's
going to
happen. You become a Reverend Mother.
Uh-huh. And I drink some blue stuff.
You drink poison.
I drink...
The water of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, an energy drink. It was really good.
Exactly. The ultimate Red Bull. Except it's blue.
Or any other. Gatorade or whatever. We don't commercialize anything here.
Is your love of Dune growing? Like the world that Frank Herbert built growing as you get further into the
it
books?
It is. And I think, for me, the fact is I have no idea where Denis' mind is going. You know, when he called me, it's so hard to talk about a film where that you're not allowed to talk about.
Yeah, there are things
and
that happen
to your
character
And there are things I have to say
can't
that I can't mention.
Say. Yeah.
But goes down. Right?
Yes, you can say that.
I can say that. I did say that. You might have to cut it.
We'll bleep it.
But everything, because it's very similar, but it's also different, and it's Denis' version. So I have absolutely no idea what he's taking number three. Doesn't matter if I read the book.
But one of the things that I admire about Denis' version, not only of the last film, but this film, is that while it's... I have props.
Yeah, well, I can
while
see.
It's... Don't be alarmed by the things I pull out of there. Is that it captures not just the narrative, but the atmosphere of the films.
I stopped listening. I don't know why. I got so excited.
Let's keep this professional. Okay. So, it's an amazing cast. Here you guys all are at the premiere last night. Anya Taylor-Joy, Suhaila Yacoub, Zendaya, Timothy Chalamet, Denis Villeneuve, the director, Austin Butler, Rebecca Ferguson, Josh Brolin, Florence Pugh, Léa Seydoux, at the NYC premiere of Dune Part 2. I just memorized all of it. Of course, I know who all these people are.
I mean, look at this.
That's an extraordinarily sexy group of people right there. Yeah. Now, one of the things...
And there you are.
And then one of the things that you said last time you were here is that there were cliques that developed in this cast and that you couldn't get in with the clique of Josh Brolin and Jason Momoa. That they're very exclusionary there. Are there cliques this time around?
It was also Oscar Isaac.
And...
Do you remember? Oscar Isaac and Josh Brolin.
Oh, sure.
But then I decided to create my own clique with them.
Oh, okay.
And we have a group now.
All right. And does that clique still happen?
Well, no, because he's dead.
What?
Oscar's dead, right? So I can't...
Ictionary on the edge.
Well, that happens in the last
film. It's in the first film.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah. So, yeah, no, he's super dead.
Jason Hinton.
There are big worms in the desert.
Other than that.
Okay. So, but who's your clique now?
My clique is just single clicking, really. I'm texting anyone. I'm just sending random messages.
Really?
Actually, I texted Josh Brolin right before and I asked.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And I said, do you have anything on Stephen? And he went, Stephen who? No, he didn't.
Right.
He went Colbert, and he said, "You like sending weird videos of you fishing? Would you like to talk about
this? No, no. You see, I'm surprised you brought this up because he, a couple years ago now, during COVID, he just cold videoed me. He just sent me a video of him driving back from some mountain that he goes to.
I know what's happening here. You're
what's
happening?
He's just driving. No, but he sends me videos, long, rambling, heartfelt videos.
Oh, no, poetry.
About how he's feeling.
I know.
They are very poetic.
I fast
And then I try
them.
To match his energy when I send back to him. And my wife always mocks me and goes,
yeah.
You adopt a totally different way of speaking when you send a video back to him because you're trying to seem cool. And you say things you'll never say, like, hit me back. Like, I would never say that to somebody. But to Josh, I could say, hit me back. So, but he sent me, and I know I'm talking about me.
Did you get the long birthday one?
I didn't get the long birthday one.
I mean, I love him, and it's poetry.
What, your birthday or his birthday?
His birthday. He had a birthday.
He sent you a video on his birthday? To remind you that it was his birthday?
No, do you know what? It was a gratefulness. It was a beautiful message. But it's like so much poetry and deep stuff. And
if I'm busy... Has he sent you semi-nude videos from his steam room?
No, I'm friends with his wife.
He sent me those.
And funnily enough, we have a clip for you.
Yes.
No,
I wish. I do. If you can go get my phone, I'm not lying. If you can get my phone, someone, I don't know if we have time. I have videos of him shirtless in a steam room. All right, that's a producer.
And here we have George.
That's a good producer.
That's
a good producer right there.
Anyway, back to me.
What is this one? I love this.
Okay, this one.
You, Josh
Brolin. But there, Josh again.
He let you cut his hair.
Yes, I did.
Also, that is dangerous.
That's my
thing.
Name there. Nah.
Rebecca Ferguson cutting Josh Brolin's hair on the set of Dune Part 1. So he cut his hair in Part 1.
That's what we did.
And he still talks to you.
It was not. It was, you never ever let me get close to either a radio on set or scissors.
And why do you enjoy doing this to
it's
people?
It's just fun, isn't it? You know, he said he wants a haircut. I said, can I do it? And right before anyone said yes, I'd kind of gone in for it.
Yeah.
Because I would establish where the length is.
And how did he feel about the results?
Well, I cut once, then I got nervous, and he said, why are you giving up?
Wow.
Yeah. Hit me.
In the steam room.
No.
All right. I interviewed Austin Butler recently.
Oh, I know. He told me.
He did?
Yeah.
Is everyone... Are you calling everyone before this interview? Did he have anything on
research.
Me?
I did research.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he did. Here's a video. No.
He's amazing as Faye Ralpha, who's sort of a competitor, in a way, to Paul, and he's a Harkonnen.
If this I wasn't is his married...
Look. This is his look right there in the film.
Now, that's my kind of guy.
Like, you have thought you would enjoy this look?
I enjoy what's behind the look. My Swedish came out there.
Yes.
I enjoy what's behind the look. It's like he's going, I said Wednesday for the date.
Right. Yeah.
And I kind of like it. I'm quite powerful myself, so
yes.
I need to have
so you
an
need
equal.
Something like this. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, mine
I mean,
is
that's
the
attractive.
Killing.
I mean, no hair and evidently no teeth. I can imagine. Easy cleanup. Just hose him off when you're done.
He is.
Yeah. Lady Jessica goes through.
Sorry.
We'll get you. Get you poster size. We'll get you something to plaster on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Now, Lady Jessica goes through a lot of transformations in this film, including from this photograph right here. There you are with a whole bunch of Rebecca as Lady Jessica in Dune Part 2.
She is wearing the Litany of Fear tattooed over her face.
It's called the Litany of Fear?
Yeah.
These tattoos on your face, when I first saw the promo for this, I thought that they were just projected on your face.
And miscreated.
Yeah. But how long did that, like, what kind of process was this?
Do we have a video?
We have the video. Come on, bring the
video
out here.
Video of,
this is much better than
also,
the question I was about to ask her.
I think I have
Let's
my
see
phone.
If I can find...
I have my phone. He's active right now, actually.
Let's see. Okay, I'll go to... Hold on. It's going to be worth...
Okay. Don't play it. Play it. Can you see that? Wait. There's sound.
We have to take a brief break.
Oh.
But don't go anywhere, because we're right back with more Rebecca Ferguson, everybody. Stick around.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, look at this. It's Rebecca Ferguson, star of Dune 2. Let me talk to you about you being Swedish.
Okay.
You're one of those stealth Swedes where we don't know that you're Swedish. We think that you're English.
Well,
like you and Skarsgård. I didn't know he was Swedish.
Come on.
Of course, because his name's Skarsgård.
Yeah.
But Ferguson, my dentist.
Skarsgård.
My dentist name is Ferguson. I don't think he's Swedish.
I know. But I had many names, and then I kind of took away one of the names.
What were the names?
Rebecca Louisa Ferguson Sundström, and that's my father's name.
Sundström.
But
that
then,
sounds like that sour
let's
heron.
Let's not go there. He's my father.
Surströmming.
That's not nice. Surströmming.
Yeah, that they sound
alike. Have you tried it?
I have.
Have
Alexander
you?
Alexander gave me some.
Did you? And how was it?
I survived.
Did you?
Yes. You have to open it underwater.
Yes, you have to. We've done it. My husband loves it.
Yeah.
I think he loves it, so he keeps on doing it all the time as a joke, but mostly he's by himself. Doing it in the woods, just like opening the surströmming.
Your husband goes to the woods.
The woods
to
by
eat,
himself, eating his surströmming.
Turned sour herring.
And here's a video of him. No.
Yes.
Naked.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly that's what this show's about.
We would get Super Bowl ratings if that's what this show was about. You and me naked right now?
Oh my God. June but part that... two in theaters now, anyway. Rebecca Ferguson. Rebecca
now,
Ferguson,
me...
everybody.
Now,
I would run this show with
you.
I love this. Could I be your sidekick?
Yes.
Yeah?
100%. But you wouldn't have time to go do your films.
I know, but I could pause just for a little bit. I need to say no to some things.
Can we talk to the network?
Yeah, could we do that?
We'll talk to the network
yeah.
about that. I'll get back to you.
Okay, good.
Don't call us.
No, definitely not.
Denis Villeneuve.
Villeneuve.
I didn't know you spoke French. Mais oui,
Villeneuve. I don't know why that happened.
Magnifique. Now, so he said this. Rebecca, when you feel that everything is too comfortable, you like to throw bombs.
No.
He said that.
I mean, I know.
What do you mean? What does he mean by that?
What do you think he means by that?
That you like attention.
No.
What do you like
I
to throw
not.
A bomb? What do you
no,
mean?
No, I'm
what
funny enough. Mean? No, I think I... as a person, like when things are not comfortable all the time.
I like that. I like awkwardness.
Awkward moments. Bit of awkwardness.
Yeah, it's like a mist in the air I like to breathe in.
But it's nothing I'm seeking or wanting. I can't look at you. It's nothing I'm seeking.
You don't seek out awkwardness?
I don't seek it. It comes. It's like a moment. And then I think, I probably shouldn't say it. And by that time, it's said.
You say it.
Yeah.
Do you have an example of what
I
you
do,
might
but
say?
I shouldn't say it here.
Please say it.
I will say it. I'm going to pause so you can cut it out.
Okay. Like, what's the example?
I'm pausing. And now you can cut it out.
Yeah.
So, what I usually say, or what I have said, is when I get compared and people say stuff like, Rebecca Ferguson, isn't it amazing that you get to work with people like Tom Cruise and Hugh Jackman and all of this, and now you're getting interviewed by me, this stunning man, and I go, I don't care that you have a d-
Well, it means a lot to me.
And it should.
Thank you.
It should.
Thank you. It says bonus question. Should we do the bonus question or do you need to go?
What is it? Depends on what it is. Let's see.
The world that Denis creates in the film captures the atmosphere of the books.
The locations where you shot seemed breathtaking. Wait, underlined. breathtaking.
Most remarkable place you saw when filming this
film. Quite monotone, that, the way you did that. Let's see here. The world that Denis creates in this film captures the atmosphere of the books. I would say that the locations where you shot, they seemed breathtaking. What was the most remarkable place that you saw? You've seen the film. What do you think? What is your answer? What do you think?
I don't care that you have a d-.
Okay.
Dune Part 2 is in theaters now. Rebecca Ferguson, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.